Welcome. I suppose that if you have come here at this moment, it is probably because there is something inside you that is making you feel bad. You may be sad, you may feel lost, lonely. You may be going through a difficult time in your life, or you may have simply had a bad day today. Perhaps in the worst case, you may feel that you can't even look at yourself in the mirror without feeling that there is something wrong with you, or that it is increasingly difficult for you to face a new day. Or you may think that nothing will ever get better. Stop for a moment. Close your eyes. Just listen to my voice. Yes, everything may seem dark, but don't open your eyes yet. Today I want to talk to you as I would with a friend. Today you may not be having your best day, and you may feel as if you have a big dark cloud over your head. And that is precisely why this message is for you. The first thing I want to tell you is that I promise you that this dark cloud will eventually go away. Feeling sad is a process that every human being goes through at some point in their life. And speaking of dark clouds overhead, imagine and visualize the sky. Imagine its grandeur, its immensity, and also imagine that big dark cloud that forms the shape of the sky. That black cloud that in turn forms the shape of you. That dark cloud full of emotions that seems so difficult to manage. Trust me. Imagine the sky like this for a second. When the clouds start to get really dark, when the sky is completely gray, something usually happens afterward. The first drops start to fall. It's raining. Maybe even a storm breaks out. Lightning and thunderbolts appear. The water never stops, it falls hard. At first glance, it can even be scary, but that water is actually necessary. It is completely necessary. That water purifies. The cleansing rain carries society away. It is the nourishment of the earth. And when the storm passes, little by little the sky clears up and a timid ray of light appears again. And so on, until the sun shines again with all its intensity. I'm sure this sounds familiar to you because, as they say, calm always comes after the storm. So don't worry if today you feel like everything is dark. It doesn't matter if it's raining or if there's a storm over your heart or if there's a dark cloud of emotions or worries in your head. The clouds come and then they go. Some are white and others are black, some bigger and others smaller. But you have to know that it's a process that, although you may not believe it now, can be regenerating, because when you hit rock bottom, the only thing left to do is climb back up. When someone falls, they know they have to get up. But let's take it step by step. Give yourself time, allow yourself to feel. It's okay to feel bad. Oh, sad. It's okay if today you feel like your life isn't what you'd like it to be. Because life isn't a perfect straight line in which you feel radiant every day. Because that doesn't exist. Feeling makes us human. We all have ups and downs. Please stop treating yourself so harshly. I promise you that you will live wonderful lives. They will come. You will laugh again and like the storm, let it rain, let it thunder or lighten if you need it. It's okay. Let the emotional storm go through all its stages. Today you are not alone. Today I want to be with you in some way in this storm. And it's okay if you cry, because remember that it's okay when it rains. It's healing. It's nature, it's your body listening, it's your body wanting and needing to release you. Tears are the body's release valve for stress, sadness, pain, anxiety, and frustration. It's your body's healing resource, a natural painkiller, a gift that brings comfort and relief to your soul. Rain acts on the earth as your tears do on your soul. They water the earth so that a new flower can grow and blossom. Sometimes everything needs to explode in order to rise again, to feel reborn, to flourish again. Tears cleanse and purify, because they are actually a subconscious offering of love. So free yourself. Free yourself from everything. It doesn't matter if you need to cry or if you are one of those people who keeps everything inside. And it doesn't matter if right now you can't understand what is happening inside you. There is always a voice that insists from the depths of your soul. A voice that tells you that you must try again, although you may not be able to hear it clearly right now, but that voice is always with you and will resonate in you at the right time. And even if today you do not find meaning easily, I know with all certainty that you will find it again. It's okay if you are sad today. Today I let you be. But I want you to promise me one thing. Promise me that tomorrow, when you wake up, you will try to do so with a joyful and peaceful heart. Be happy to be alive and at peace, because you are perfect just the way you are. Promise me that you will wake up eager to discover the great opportunities that are yet to come. Wake up eager to retrace your steps, eager to make a new plan, to laugh, to get together with people who make you happy, with whom you can share things in common. Wake up with love for yourself, being kind to others and always having the willingness to improve yourself, the conviction to try one more time. And now open your eyes little by little and fix your gaze on any point of light, no matter how small. Do you see it? It's not so dark anymore. Good news. The storm is abating. I send you a big hug. Oh, and if you feel like it, you can share your situation in the comments or write whatever you need. If you think venting could be good for you, I'll try to answer you as soon as possible. Thank you for listening.